Paul is on the phone line now. How are you, Paul?
I'm not too bad. I'm here under my rogue with my pipe.
Yeah, exactly. Staying
warm. Well, that's what I feel like I should be doing.
What's it like where you are, the same as everywhere else?
I'm on the line here from Wicklow, and it is, when we go outside, it's like opening the wardrobe and stepping into Narnia. And
yeah.
My son got a present this Christmas of a toboggan from good friends of ours, and I thought, my goodness, he'd be lucky if he ever gets to use that. And I swear, it is nearly got holes in it. We've been using it so much.
It's great fun, though, isn't it? So tell me, we were talking about this before. We want to give people a sort of a bucket list for 2018. Three suggestions. One is an Irish suggestion. What are you suggesting?
I just got back a week or so ago after staying at Adair Manor in Limerick. Adair Manor has been closed for 22 months. And it opened in November. As you may or may not know, it was bought by J.P. McManus and his family, and they have poured money, time, and TLC into the restoration. I just got to stay for a night. It'll cost you, the minimum you'll be able to spend there is €325 per room, and the top suite is nearly €2,000.
Wow.
But they've done big stuff, like they've added a ballroom and they've added a big 42-bedroom wing, but what really stuck with me is the attention to detail on the smaller stuff, like the little silk wallpapers in the bedroom, or the cocktails in an underground bar designed by the David Collins Studio in London. And they have this mad golf course that they've quite explicitly said they want to bring the Ryder Cup to Limerick on. So if you're going to go to that part of the world, to Limerick, to sit by the River Shannon, to golf, to explore the Wild Atlantic Way, and you have a bottomless budget...
That would be it.
Adair Manor.
I've heard wonderful things, absolutely wonderful things, I'll bet.
It is. You see, I think, obviously, not many people can afford to go there, and I certainly couldn't, but it sits up there with Dromoland and Ashford Castle, and Ballyfin is the other one. These are the, and they've all done these big refurbs in recent years. It's kind of a sign that we've come out of a recession and they're spending the money again. But I think a country needs a top tier of these, mind-blowing castle-style five stars. You can get in the door and you can spend a few hours in this Hogwarts-like gallery if you buy afternoon tea, and that's €45.
Okay, so Adair Manor is your Irish suggestion. Something a little bit further afield, but still not that far, as Valencia.
Valencia, because everybody is familiar with Barcelona and Madrid, but I think this is a real sleeper hit in Spain. If you've been to those places, or if you're looking for something different, Valencia is really classy city. It's got really great shopping. It's got a beautiful old town that has these layers of detail. Like you're walking through the old town and you can see in some parts under your feet the remains of the old Roman town it was built on. It had this river running around it, this riverbed called the Turia Gardens, which was drained and is completely empty. It's been made into a park. And then beyond that, you have what's called the City of Arts and Sciences, which looks like this kind of sci-fi futuristic shells and husks of insects stacked up beside this river park. And inside it, there's this mad big aquarium. There's a science museum, and there's lots more. So you can go and spend your day sort of going. I remember seeing the first time I've ever seen a beluga whale, would you believe? You know those insanely friendly looking white whales? In an aquarium. It's that big and that special. And then lots to do. One of the things, Valencia is famous for its paella, if you like your food. And also it is home to the Holy Grail, they say, the actual Holy Grail.
Right.
Now, whether or not you believe that or not. And there are a few places around the world that will say theirs is. But in the cathedral, you go in, and in this really old Gothic room, really darkly lit, at the end of it is this shining yellow cup in a little case, and that, it says, is the Holy Grail. So it's a beautiful city to go and spend 2 or 3 days.
And it's something that maybe, as you said, people hadn't really considered, and so that's why we wanted you to make that as a suggestion. And there's loads of amazing restaurants, of course, and nice hotels for people to check out there as well.
Yeah, there is. I wanted to give you a tip. If you have listeners who are going away just as a couple or two trying to do a sneaky break, there's a great website called MrAndMrsSmith.com. It's a UK website, but it specializes in kind of high-end luxury, small bolt holes.
Right.
And it's got one or two places in Valencia. Another place I stayed there is a place called Hotel Caro, which is set in the walls of an old Arabic palace.
Wow.
In the middle of the town. So literally you can be in your bedroom and you can see these vaulted arches built into the brickwork across from your bed that were part of the old fortifications of this Arabic palace. So everywhere
amazing.
You go, yeah, everywhere you go, I love that sense of the layers of history.
Yeah.
And it's not as jammers as Barcelona.
Okay, you've sold it. You've certainly sold it. And Paul, for the third suggestion for people to consider for their travel for 2018, further afield, it's a place I've always wanted to go and I've never been. What are you going with?
I'm going to go Indian Ocean because it's about as far as you can get from this Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe style weather we're having here at the moment.
Yes.
And Maldives. There are a couple honeymoon. If you're talking about a honeymoon and you have that kind of budget available to you, and typically Irish people going on honeymoons have a budget of between 4 and 9,000 euro,
right.
You can get to the Indian Ocean, you can get to the Seychelles, you can get to Mauritius, and you can get to the Maldives. And what the Maldives offers is about 1,000 islands, all tiny, all lower in height than a lamppost, and not all, but the resorts there are individual resorts taking up an entire island.
Wow.
So basically you get to the Maldives, you take a speedboat or a seaplane transfer, you're welcomed at these jetties over the crystal clear water by people who put the flowers around your neck and hand you a refreshing towel and a nice cocktail and walk you across the sand to your villa, which may be, if you're lucky enough, on stilts over the water itself. And then you just kind of kick back and you soak up 30 degree temperatures.
People are getting kind of mad at us actually, Paul, talking about this.
But we can dream, and there's room for bucket list trips and there's room for all kinds of trips. But if you're thinking of a bit of escapism, that's one place you can look at.
And Paul, how expensive, I know you're saying typically what people would spend on a honeymoon, but how expensive would, say, a week there be for just a couple going?
Yeah, the cheapest you could get to the Maldives in lower season with flights and everything for a week is about 12 or 1400 euro per person.
Okay.
And it goes north from there, absolutely.
All right. Paul, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. And I hope that the Wicklow roads and mountains and everything treat you well if you decide to head out today.
Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye. Bye.